When NFL free agency opened in February, the Giants jumped all over linebacker Michael Boley, instantly snapping him up with a $25 million contract. Taking that deal was an easy decision for Boley, especially after what he admitted this week was a bitter ending to his four-year tenure in Atlanta. And that's important to note this week because Boley is about to get his first shot at his former team. Yes, he said he is looking forward to playing the Falcons this Sunday, but he's got more important things on his mind than just revenge. This is a huge game in the NFC wildcard chase, and the Giants are hoping to snap a four-game losing streak as well. Plus, for Boley, it's just his second game back since he had knee surgery in early October. Thanks to a knee injury and a hip injury, he feels like this Giants career of his hasn't really gotten started. He hopes that beginning on Sunday, that will start to change. So Boley takes his seat this week in the big blue spotlight leading up to a game he's had circled on his calendar for months. He talks about that, his feelings about his final days in Atlanta, and how he hopes to help the Giants out of their month-long slump.
Michael, obviously it's a very big week for you. You get your first chance to play your old team. It's also a game where you're trying to stop a four-game losing streak here. Just take me a little bit through your emotions as you get ready to play the Falcons for the first time.
First emotions are, you don't try to buy too much into, this is my old team versus this being the next game. It's kind of difficult to balance all those emotions, especially, with how my season ended last year in Atlanta. So it's tough, but it's something you got to deal with, though.
Were you looking forward to this game? Obviously, you knew right after you signed here within a month or so that the Falcons were on the schedule and when you'd be playing them. Did you kind of circle it on your calendar right from the start?
Yeah, I was looking forward to it. Considering that we lost four straight, I would have been looking more forward to it, if that hadn't happened. But, it's a game that, a lot of emotions is tied up into. Given that I still have a lot of friends on the team that, friends that I talk to, quite often. So,
is it tough at all in that fact that there was a point early in your career where you thought Atlanta was a place you could be? You probably pictured yourself in a Falcons uniform long term, and you obviously didn't end the way you wanted it to.
Yeah, it was tough, especially coming in and being able to start as a rookie and being able to contribute over my next couple of years. I was excited. I was thinking, wow, I might be here, for most of my career, and then things happen, and then it's just one of those things that happen. Look at Keith Brookman. He was there for 11 years, and then they let him go, and now he's in Dallas.
Right.
So it's one of those things where you can't really put it in your mind, that okay, I'm gonna be here for a long, long time, because this is NFL, not for long.
Right.
So it's one of those things where things are constantly changing. Coaches, players. So
the flip side is, the Falcons decide they don't want you. The Giants jump right on you when free agency starts. But your career's kind of been start and stop here with all the injuries. Now you're back. Are you feeling healthy? Do you feel like you're finally ready to show everybody exactly what you can do on the field?
Yeah, I think I'm about there. It's one of those things where, like you said, it's been a start and stop. Been out for a while, come back, and then was out again. I think, come this week, my main focus is, basically just to get better.
When you're 100%, what do you bring? We saw a little of it in Kansas City, and it seems like your game is speed, aggressiveness, a guy can get after the quarterback, do well in coverage as well. Is speed the number one thing you think you bring to this defense?
That's what it is. Speed and aggressiveness. Like you said, Kansas City game, I felt great. I was out flying around and making plays, and I think I can do a little bit, a couple of different things, is what I can bring to this defense, as well as coverage.
Now you're back. Chris Canty is back. Aaron Ross might be back. You guys, for the first time, are almost full strength. Now, you're not going to get Kenny Phillips back at all this season, but you're as close as you're going to be to full strength. How much do you think that is going to help this defense?
I think it's going to help a lot. For me, Chris, Ross, it's tough. Sitting on the sideline, looking on the outside in, it's tough. You really want to be out there with your teammates and contributing, and then, you just kind of, having to watch things unfold. It's a real tough mental roller coaster. With all of us being back, it's been great. I've had a chance to watch Chris Canty, over the years. We actually came out together. So, I was I was anxious to get him back, you know, just to, you know, get that big man back up front, you know, and Ross, you know, as you can see, he's been productive since he's been here.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, having us back full strength, I think it's going to be great for us.
And last question for you. You said earlier that the primary focus of this game is the fact that this team's lost four in a row. It's more important than you playing your old team. How confident are you that you guys can snap this losing streak and show you're a legitimate playoff contender, maybe even a championship contender?
I'm very confident. You know, we're a team that you know has not quite yet reached our full potential.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when we do that, you know, it's going to be a sight to watch.
Thanks, Michael. Good luck on Sunday.
All right, thanks.
That's Giants linebacker Michael Boley in the Big Blue Spotlight, and I'm Ralph Facciano for 1050 ESPN.